Today, we are tackling something that honestly can make or break a rental property, the tenant transition.
It really can. I mean, we're going beyond just, you know, finding a tenant. We're talking about the system you need for lease renewals and move-outs.
Exactly. These aren't just administrative chores on a checklist. These are the moments that really dictate your long-term profitability and, frankly, the health of your asset.
That's so right. For a lot of owners, the end of a lease feels like, well, it feels like a gamble. You're asking, are they going to renew or am I about to face a huge, costly turnover?
Right. And that one moment can decide if you have a profitable year or a year that just gets eaten up by expenses.
It's everything. If you handle that transition period poorly, the pain is immediate. You're looking at extended vacancies. You might have legal issues over security deposits, and you'll definitely have unexpected maintenance costs popping up.
So for this deep dive, we're really digging into the operational playbook of Alpine Property Management. We want to see their specific approach in, you know, the very dynamic Kansas City market.
And they have a very structured end-to-end system for these critical periods. The whole idea is to bring predictability to something that feels volatile.
Okay, so the mission for you, the property owner listening, is to really understand the machine behind it all. We want to see how the system is designed to keep properties profitable, keep good tenants happy, and ultimately protect your investment.
Yes. The key word is predictability. Volatility is the absolute enemy of a smart investor. So Alpine's whole documented system is designed to just remove that volatility.
How so?
Well, by standardizing every single step, from that first outreach, which happens way earlier than you'd think, to the final security deposit reconciliation. It just creates certainty.
And that certainty, I assume, cuts down on the risk of vacancies.
Dramatically. It also prevents those avoidable legal fights because the documentation is so rigorous. And at the end of the day, it keeps the rental income stream steady. We're really dissecting a system that's built to make owning a property, well, less stressful.
Okay, so our goal here is twofold. First, we want to get into the details of who on the team handles each specific phase.
Right.
And second, to break down the how the actual protocols, the documentation, the things that ensure nothing falls through the cracks. We want to show how that detailed management protects the long-term value of your asset.
Exactly. And we should start where any good manager starts.
Yeah.
Being proactive.
Yeah.
Because the best defense against a costly move-out is actually a successful renewal.
Right. It's keeping that great tenant you already have in place. So let's start there.
Let's do it.
Most people think of lease renewals as a last minute thing. You know, you send a notice 30, maybe 45 days out because that's what the law requires.
The bare minimum, yeah.
But the Alpine model seems to flip that completely. They're starting the process a full 60 to 90 days before the lease is even up.
Right.
Why? Why is that 3-month head start so critical, especially in a market like Kansas City?
Because that 60 to 90 day window isn't a courtesy. It's pure strategic leverage.
Oh.
It's all about proactive capital management.
Okay, break that down for me. Leverage how?
Well, think about it. If you wait until that standard 30 day notice period, the clock is already ticking. You've potentially lost a month of marketing time if the tenant decides to leave.
Ah, I see.
By starting 90 days out, Alpine is essentially buying the landlord 60 extra days to figure out what's going on, to do a market analysis, and then to deploy the right strategy, whether that's for a renewal or for a turnover.
So if the tenant says, yeah, I'm planning to move, at that 90-day mark, you've instantly gained a 2-month runway.
A huge runway. It means they can start marketing the property, showing it to prospective tenants, all while the current resident is still there. That drastically cuts down the chance of having that painful income-draining gap between leases.
And that gap is where the money is lost.
That's the core financial benefit right there. You're controlling the timeline. You're eliminating that gap. We estimate that getting a new tenant, and this includes everything, marketing, screening, getting the unit ready, plus the 7 to 10 days of vacancy, even if you're super efficient, that can easily cost an owner, what, $1,500 to
$3,000? Wow. Depending on the property. Sure.
A successful renewal. It avoids that cost completely. So that early outreach forces the decision early, which lets you deploy the right cost-saving strategy.
Okay, so let's break down the specific benefits from the source material. It lists 3 outcomes Alpine is shooting for. The first, obviously, is maintaining high tenant retention. But how does just asking early actually make people stay?
It creates a different kind of relationship. It feels like a partnership, not just a transaction. The proactive contact isn't just a cold email that says renew yes or no.
Right.
Alpine uses it as a chance to actually talk to the tenant, to gauge their satisfaction. You know, how's it been? Have maintenance requests been handled okay? Are you happy here?
So it's a check-in.
It's a check-in. And by opening that dialogue, the management team shows they actually care about the tenant's experience. A happy tenant is way more likely to stay, even with a reasonable rent increase, because they value that stability and that good service.
And the second outcome flows right from that, minimizing those vacancies you mentioned.
Yeah.
We've already put a number on how much that can hurt.
We have. And if a tenant says no, 90 days out, Alpine's leasing team can hit the ground running. They schedule professional photos, they list the property everywhere, and they start showing the unit. All while respecting the current tenant's privacy, of course.
Which prevents the owner from just losing a month of income, which is what happens when you wait until the last minute.
That's the typical 30-day loss. They're trying to eliminate it entirely.
And the third outcome you mentioned is a direct benefit for planning. It gives landlords time to plan for any updates or big repairs if the property is turning over.
This is huge for more sophisticated investors. If you know 3 months ahead of time that you need to, say, repaint the whole unit or replace 10-year-old carpets, you can schedule those improvements when it's convenient and cost-effective.
You're not rushing.
You are not rushing. You can get competitive bids from vendors. You can make sure the property re-rents at its absolute highest possible market rate because it's in top condition.
Yeah.
We're not being forced to pay a premium for urgent, low-quality work during a high-stress turnover. That predictability saves thousands on capital expenditures.
That buffer is, it's a game changer. Okay, so let's talk money. Before Alpine even sends that renewal offer, their leasing team does a comprehensive market-driven rent review. In a market as complicated as Kansas City, you know, with two states and all these different neighborhoods, how do they nail that analysis? How do you maximize income without pushing out a really good tenant?
This is where it goes from just good management to expert financial stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
The analysis is hyper-local and it's data-intensive. They're not just looking at broad zip code averages or some outdated city data.
So no Zillow estimates.
Definitely no Zillow estimates. The leasing team uses specialized software that pulls in real-time market data. They compare your property to rentals with the same class, same bedroom count, same amenities, and crucially, in a really tight geographic radius right there in KC.
So if you've got a high-end loft in the Crossroads Arts District, they're not comparing it to a single-family house out in Olev, even though it's technically the same metro area.
Not at all. The analysis has to be that granular. They look at what we call true comps properties that have actually leased in the last 60 to 90 days. They're analyzing pricing, seasonality, occupancy rates in that specific submarket. All of it. This lets them see exactly how much market growth the owner might have missed over the last year.
But then you have the balancing act. You want to get that growth, but you don't want to get greedy and push the rate so high that your perfectly good tenant decides it's worth the hassle to move. What's the philosophy on that trade-off?
The philosophy is all about optimized return on investment, not maximum potential rent.
Okay, what's the difference?
Well, a $100 rent increase might look great on paper, but if that increase pushes a stable, high-quality tenant to leave, and now you're hit with a $2,500 turnover cost, plus, say, a 14-day vacancy.
That rent increase just got wiped out for the entire year.
Completely negated. So Alpine aims for the highest sustainable competitive rate that still encourages retention. They're looking at the return over a multi-year horizon. They know that a stabilized property with consistent occupancy gives you a much better financial profile than one that's always chasing peak rent but suffers from high turnover.
That focus on both profitability and retention as linked goals seems critical. It's shifting from short-term gain to long-term asset stability.
Which is the definition of sound investment management. And that stability, that predictability, is exactly what investors are paying a manager for. A stable property provides a better overall yield, period.
So once the rate is set and the tenant agrees, the last piece is the documentation. Alpine handles all of this electronically. I get that it's faster, more secure, but what about the legal and compliance side of that?
The efficiency is great, but the compliance benefit is probably the most valuable protection for the owner. See, they don't treat the renewal as just a simple extension. They treat it as a formal new commitment. So when that new term is signed electronically, they use that opportunity to update and incorporate all current policy changes, any new addendums, and make sure it adheres to the latest local rental laws for that specific municipality in Kansas City.
Oh, wow. So if, say, Kansas City, Missouri passed a new ordinance this year about energy efficiency standards or pet screening, the new electronic lease automatically bakes that updated language into the contract.
Precisely. And this is so important because laws and regulations are constantly changing.
Right.
If you're just relying on a 5-year-old boilerplate lease, even if you extend it, you're exposing the owner to liability if you're not following the most recent code.
So it's like a built-in legal audit with every renewal.
That's a great way to put it. It's a systematic documentation reset. It's safeguarding the landlord against claims based on outdated or non-compliant paperwork. The renewal process is less about a signature and more about formal risk mitigation.
They're re-optimizing the financial and legal health of the property every single year.
They're using their systems to make sure the legal framework is just as solid as the physical building itself.
That systematic approach to renewals saves a ton of money through retention. But let's shift gears. What happens when a tenant does choose to move out?
Right, the opposite scenario.
The focus immediately has to switch from retention to rapid asset protection. The second that notice to vacate comes in, it has to trigger a whole different set of
This is
systems.
like a chain reaction. The strategy pivots from relationship management to really just rigorous logistics and documentation. The clock starts ticking immediately.
So what's the first defensive measure? How do you prevent costly disputes and delays right out of the gate?
Coordinated tenant communication. That means giving the tenants crystal clear, upfront move-out instructions the moment they confirm they're leaving.
And what's in those instructions? How does just being transparent reduce the chance of a fight over the security deposit later?
Transparency is the best shield against disputes. The instructions are incredibly detailed, usually like a checklist. They spell out the exact cleaning expectations, like requiring professional steam cleaning for carpets, specific touch-ups, cleaning the oven to a certain standard.
So there's no ambiguity.
Zero. And crucially, they outline the process for key returns, and this is a big one, they manage utility transfers. Alpine requires proof that utilities have been shut off or transferred to the owner's account, effective on the move-out day.
Why is that utility transfer so important? I feel like that's something a lot of people overlook.
It eliminates a huge, unnecessary bill for the owner. If a tenant moves out and just forgets to transfer the gas or electric, the property owner is legally on the hook for days, sometimes weeks, of utility costs, and often at higher commercial rates. These instructions just eliminate that common financial leak.
And the tenant knows right up front that this checklist is directly tied to getting their full security deposit back. It creates accountability.
Absolutely. The whole goal is to remove any gray area. By laying out the exact standards, you're giving the tenant a roadmap to a full refund. It ensures the whole deduction process is fair to the tenant if they do their part, and fair to the owner if money needs to be held back for damages.
Okay, so once the tenant is out, the detailed move-out inspection begins. The source material says this is handled by a dedicated maintenance and inspection team. It sounds almost forensic.
It is forensic, and that rigorous documentation is the bedrock of the owner's legal defense if there's a problem. The team goes in immediately and documents every single room, every surface. We're talking high-resolution photos, date-stamped videos, and exhaustive written notes.
And why is that level of documentation so critical for an owner in the KC area, beyond just calculating the deposit, I mean?
Well, it serves three key functions. First, it's the undeniable legal evidence you need if a deduction is ever challenged in court. Landlords in the KC Metro have to follow very strict state laws about the timing and justification for security deposit returns. This documentation lets Alpine justify every penny and meet those legal deadlines.
Okay, that makes sense. And the second function.
That's the operational part, the comparison of conditions. This is the heart of any security deposit claim.
Right.
Alpine takes the move-out documentation and puts it side by side with the original move-in condition report, which was documented just as meticulously before the tenant ever got the keys. That comparison instantly proves whether the property was damaged beyond acceptable limits. The key is separating normal wear and tear from actual damage.
Okay, let's get into that because that's where the friction always happens. Can you give some specific examples of how they draw that line?
Of course. Normal wear and tear is just the natural deterioration from living in a place. A minor scuff mark on a wall from a chair, maybe some slight fading of paint over a few years, that's a non-chargeable cost to the owner.
Okay.
Damage, on the other hand, is caused by negligence, abuse, or an accident. A classic example is a big hole punched in the drywall, or significant water damage from a spill that was never cleaned up. Deep claw marks from a pet on hardwood floors. That's damage.
So, a couple of small nail holes for pictures might be wear and tear, but 50 of them, or big anchors left in the wall, that crosses the line into chargeable damage.
Precisely. Alpine's criteria are very specific, and the visual evidence has to be objective and compelling. The team is looking for actual damage, any missing fixtures or appliances, and yes, that does happen. And they're also assessing what repairs are needed that are the owner's responsibility but have to be done for the next renter.
And that documentation immediately becomes the work order for the turnover team.
instantly. And the final critical step in this whole process is that all these findings are communicated immediately to the property owner.
Full transparency.
It's paramount. Those detailed reports, the photos, the itemized deduction list for the tenant, the estimated cost for the remaining turnover work, all of that is shared with the owner, usually within 24 hours. So the owner knows exactly how the deposit is being handled and why certain repairs are necessary. It proves Alpine is acting as a diligent steward of their asset.
So that inspection isn't just a checklist. It's the foundational document that drives the speed of the next phase, rapid turnover and maintenance. And here, time is absolutely the enemy.
Time is money. Every single day a property sits empty is a day of lost rent.
Yeah.
So right after that inspection is done and the owner approves it, Alpine coordinates all the turnover maintenance. The work order is executed, deep cleaning, paint touch-ups, change in the locks, and all the required repairs.
What's the system that lets them get a property move-in ready in days, not weeks? That seems incredibly fast, especially when you're juggling multiple vendors.
It requires a really refined vendor management system, a strict logistical matrix. Alpine has a curated list of vetted, reliable vendors, cleaners, painters, plumbers who understand the urgency and are basically on call.
So they're not scrambling to find someone?
Never. The inspection report becomes an instant work order, allowing them to dispatch these teams immediately with a very clear scope of work. They'll even run overlapping schedules if they can, like the cleaner starts while the final repairs are being wrapped up, just to shave off every possible hour of downtime.
So the property owner is completely shielded from that nightmare of, you know, chasing a painter, waiting for a plumber, and then trying to get the cleaner in.
Entirely. Alpine handles all the scheduling, the negotiation, and most importantly, the quality control at the end. The property doesn't just have to be fixed. It has to meet Alpine's own high standard for being market ready. That final check ensures the unit is pristine, ready to attract the next great tenant at the best possible rate. That speed is how you protect an investment from the biggest financial drain of all, vacancy.
So this structured system is great, but good management also has to adapt to local conditions. You know, operating in Kansas City means dealing with some serious seasonal challenges, especially the cold. That feels like a unique risk for vacant or transitioning properties.
Oh, it's a huge risk. And this is a perfect example of how a universal system gets tailored for a specific, high-stakes, local risk. The steps Alpine takes in the cold weather months are all about preventing catastrophic damage from freezing temperatures.
Damage that can cost tens of thousands and stop you from releasing for months.
Exactly. They have what they call a cold weather move-in process.
Okay, what does that involve? What physical checks are mandatory before a new tenant gets keys in the winter, especially if a place has been empty for a bit?
The checks are focused on the most vulnerable systems. They do mandatory, documented inspections of the HVAC to make sure the furnace is running perfectly. That is non-negotiable for a winter move-in. They do a thorough inspection of all the plumbing, looking specifically for any exposed lines, checking insulation in crawl spaces or utility closets, just anywhere that's prone to freezing. They even check the overall insulation of the property for efficiency.
A system failure in the middle of January is every landlord's nightmare. And it sounds like they go even further, like coordinating move-in dates around the weather forecast.
That level of hands-on management shows a real commitment to both protecting the asset and, you know, customer service. Moving on an icy day is a huge safety risk for the tenant and can damage the property.
Right.
But the risk mitigation also involves education. They proactively teach new tenants about frozen pipe prevention and general winter maintenance.
That education piece is huge. It puts some of the preventative responsibility on the resident with clear guidance, and it must cut down on those expensive late-night emergency calls.
It does. Things that are caused by simple oversight, like not heating a basement enough during a sudden deep freeze. Alpine gives specific instructions for those extreme cold snaps in KC, like letting certain faucets drip overnight to relieve pressure in the pipes so they don't burst.
And I saw they also do follow-up inspections after move-in.
Yes, to make sure the tenant understands how to operate everything and to see that the systems, like the heating, are running efficiently under real-world conditions.
So that localized seasonal strategy is doing two things. It's protecting the physical asset from the climate, and it's also boosting tenant satisfaction from day one, which brings us right back around to better retention.
It connects everything. By tackling the biggest risks of the Kansas City climate, they prevent the massive financial headache of burst pipes, which means reliable income for the landlord. It all supports that core promise of stability.
Now let's talk about continuous improvement. A truly sophisticated operation has to learn from its own data and keep refining its processes. Alpine mentioned reviewing leasing trends, particularly from Q4. That shows the system isn't static.
This commitment to data is the real competitive edge. They aren't just relying on procedures they wrote 5 years ago. They're using real-time data to constantly fine-tune their approach. Let's look at the specific insights they gathered.
Okay, the first one noted was that early renewal communication consistently boosts tenant satisfaction and retention.
So that validates their entire decision to move the renewal window from 30 days out to 90. Their own data is confirming that the strategic value of reaching out early, of having a real conversation, results in measurably higher renewal rates. It's data proving that high-touch service provides a financial dividend.
And the second insight: preventive maintenance reduces turnover costs and keeps properties in top condition.
This links directly to making that turnover process faster and cheaper. Their data shows that by investing in routine preventive maintenance all year long, servicing the HVAC, checking gutters, fixing small issues instantly, the properties just don't need massive disruptive repairs during that tight turnover window.
A well-maintained property is faster to turn.
And it commands a higher rent and has happier tenants, which again helps with the renewals. It's all connected.
And finally, they confirm that seasonal planning, especially for winter, minimizes emergency calls.
Right. That reinforces the value of their cold weather protocol. The investment they make in those proactive HVAC and plumbing inspections pays off by drastically cutting down on the number of high-stress, high-cost emergency calls. By quantifying that reduction, they can prove the financial value of their systematic approach.
So by watching these trends, renewal timing, maintenance, seasonal prep, they're creating a closed-loop system that keeps getting more efficient, all driven by real-world data.
That's the definition of asset management. They aren't just reacting. They're analyzing patterns and proactively adjusting to deliver steady, reliable results. That ability to learn and adapt is the core of what they call the Alpine Advantage.
So we've really dissected the entire process from that 90-day renewal outreach all the way to the move-out inspection and the data-driven improvements. It's pretty clear that every step is governed by a structure that's designed to protect the owner's financial position.
The whole system is built to turn the two riskiest parts of the lease cycle renewal and turnover into predictable, controlled events. For you, the investor, the advantages translate directly into real financial benefits and, honestly, peace of mind.
So let's synthesize those core advantages one last time for our listeners. How do these systems deliver real investment stability?
Okay, first, you get superior tenant stability and higher retention rates. And that's driven by that proactive human communication that starts 90 days out.
Right.
Second, you get exceptionally fast turnovers. And that's because of the coordinated maintenance and using that forensic inspection report as an instant work order. The goal is days, not weeks, of vacancy.
And the third and fourth points are really about the security you need in today's rental market.
Absolutely. Third is robust, detailed documentation. The photos, the videos, the clear electronic agreements, that's your legal and financial protection against disputes and compliance violations.
And the fourth.
And finally, and this is maybe the most valuable, it ensures consistent, predictable rental income. It does that by mitigating all the costly risks of vacancy and disputes through these highly efficient systems.
The message here seems to be that property owners can rest easy, knowing that every transition is being handled with precision and a focus on long-term profitability. This whole structure is a shield protecting the owner's asset in the Kansas City market.
Exactly. Working with a group like Alpine means you are never the one chasing a tenant for a decision, or trying to juggle complicated paperwork, or arguing about wear and tear versus damage.
Or managing a chaotic turnover yourself.
Never. The entire life cycle is managed by a team that understands the local market and its legal requirements. The end result is just a stable, well-run investment year after year.
You know, what this system really proves is that lease renewals and move-outs don't have to be chaotic. When you systematize them, document them, and constantly refine them, they can actually become opportunities to improve your property's financial stability.
Alpine's goal is pretty clear. Build processes around one single objective: helping landlords achieve steady, predictable income while rigorously protecting their investment. That predictability is the key outcome they deliver.
So if you're a Kansas City property owner and you're looking for that kind of systematic, stress-free property management, you can reach out to Alpine Property Management Kansas City. Their number is 816-343-4520.
And here's the final thought to leave you with. Just think about the direct financial cost of one extra week of vacancy every single year. If your property manager only starts the renewal talk 30 days out, they're basically inviting that financial loss into your life. A robust 90-day system isn't about managing problems, it's about preventing income loss before it even happens. The structure you choose really does determine your stability.
That is a great place to end. That's all the time we have for this deep dive into the life cycle of a lease. We hope you feel better equipped with the knowledge of how professional, systematic property management can transform your investment experience. Join us next time for more insights.